Welcome to St. Fakers FM, the sound of the school. Today on our show, we have a jam-packed studio with lots of celebrities and fun lined up.
We have the winner of Room 12 Chess Championship here to discuss the challenges they faced in the lead up to the final.
We have a famous footballer joining us later following their last minute goal that brought the World Cup to Portugal.
Also get your brains and gear for an exciting quiz. Lots of money to win. Cha-ching!
This and lots more after a commercial break. I'm boiling and all of my good sunscreen's gone. What will I do?
Try the new Summer Sun sunscreen.
What does this do?
It protects you from the strong rays of the sun, it's waterproof and it's great for sensitive skin.
Try it. This feels great.
I know, right?
So why don't you try the new Summer Sun sunscreen?
For details, visit www.summersunsunscreen.com. In stores now, colours and styles may vary, each sold separately. T's and C's apply. This ad was regulated by the Central Bank of Australia.
Hello and welcome to our quiz. Today we have three contestants, Dave, Bob and Joey. Today we also have a grand prize of €10,000. What colour is Guinness?
Black.
Purple.
Ruby red.
Correct. What is the record for the 100 metre sprint?
19.2 seconds.
6.72 seconds.
If I recall correctly, it is 9.58 seconds.
How many moons has Jupiter?
77.
My teacher says 78.
Well, your teacher's wrong, it's 79.
What colour is a polar bear's skin?
White.
When I saw a polar bear eating a seal, it was red. It was red.
Actually, when I went to the Arctic, I dropped my region and shaked the polar bear. Its skin was black, but I didn't like the haircut.
Correct. What is the capital of Japan?
New York.
Yokito.
It's actually pronounced Tokyo.
What is the biggest country in the world?
North Korea.
Brazil.
Russia.
Correct. Who is the Queen of England?
Donald Trump!
Kim Jong-un.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Correct. And the winner is Bob.
Get in there.
Now we cut to a commercial break.
What's the point of using this toothpaste? It doesn't even make my teeth white. What will I do?
But why don't you try the new Dillybob toothpaste?
What is Dillybob toothpaste?
You don't know what Dillybob toothpaste is? Anyways, it's toothpaste that makes your teeth super clean and white and your breath minty fresh.
Okay, but how do I know for sure that I can make my teeth white?
Come on, trust me. Try it already and you'll see what I mean.
Fine. You're right, my smile is super clean.
Stop smiling, you're blinding me with your clean teeth.
Hey, you broke the camera with your blinding smile.
Sorry, I can't help it.
Can I have some?
So why don't you try Dillybob toothpaste?
For details, visit www.dillybobtoothpaste.com. In stores now, colours and styles may vary, each sold separately. T's and C's apply. This ad is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Welcome to the weather. I'm Dylan Shore and it is rain, rain, rain. Hold on to your hats and lock up your chickens because Storm Patricia is raging across the Atlantic. There will be a high of 2 degrees and a low of minus 2 degrees. Tomorrow will be a bit better, a low of 2 degrees and a high of 4 degrees. That's all for the weather.
Hello and welcome to Fakers FM. A footballer, Cristiano Ronaldo, scored a mind-blowing header and Michael Dee had a go at Trump. Later we are going to be interviewing Cristiano Ronaldo. For now, over to you, Lewis.
About 68% of plants are being destroyed by people and junk. Try save the environment so humanity can survive. Here are some tips that can help the environment to survive. Stop driving and walk or cycle. Use a reusable water bottle. Be careful what you trash.
For now, over to the sports news.
This is the sports news. It's Debbie Day today.
And here are all the full-time scores. Liverpool 3, Everton 2, Chelsea 4, Fulham 1, Arsenal 3, Spurs 1. And at half-time in the Man U Man City game, it's 1-1. Earlier on today, Noah Lyles broke the 100-metre record with an astonishing 9.23 seconds. In Ireland's first match of the Rugby World Cup, they beat Japan 52-7.
In the All-Ireland final, Dublin beat Mayo 4 goals and 30 points to 1 goal and 1 point over and out. Ha ha ha!
And here is Cristiano Ronaldo. How did it feel to win the World Cup for Portugal?
It felt amazing. The gaffer was so proud.
You had Mexico in the last 16 and just about won on penalties. How did it feel?
Well, I banged my penalty in, yes.
How did you slaughter Germany 6-2 in the final?
We had a strong squad and we were the underdogs.
How were the celebrations?
Absolutely excellent. I was up all night.
How was your approach to the game?
It wasn't bad, was it?
It was great having you, Cristiano. Tune in next time to hear about the issue of Michael D having a go at Trump.
The frizz in my hair still hasn't gone. I've tried 20 times. What will I do?
Try the new Frizz Gone Conditioner. It makes a frizz gone in less than 24 hours.
Isn't that what they all say? How am I supposed to trust Frizz Gone?
Trust me, try it.
Okay.
Go, go, go!
5 minutes later.
It works! Hey, you woke me up! Anyways, so why don't you try the new Frizz Gone Conditioner?
It works miracles.
For more information, visit www.frizzgone.co.uk.
In stores now, colours and styles may vary, each sold separately. T's and C's apply. This ad was regulated by the Central Bank of England.
Welcome to our weekly tech slot. With us in studio, we have some very famous people.
Hi, I'm CEO of Samsung. And I'm accompanied by my best friend, who is the CEO.
Hi, can we ask a few questions?
Sure, ask away. You can ask my friend Kevin too.
So how did you come up with the idea to start your company?
Well, it started when I was a little boy. I dreamed of being a billionaire. I started a little electronics shop, then worked my way up to where I am now. And Kevin is my best friend that started this all with me.
Yeah, it's true.
So Kevin, how did you feel working with your best friend?
I felt grateful because I just got fired from my last job and Jane hired me even though I was useless. But I became good at what I do now. I will work for this company for as long as I can.
So I guess you're very devoted.
Yes, he works so hard. When I say it's time to go home, he ignores me and works an extra hour.
So how long have you two been friends?
Well, we met back in fourth class when we had this really nice teacher called Miss Perrin, a legendary SMA called Linda, plus some other guy working in the class.
I can't remember his name, but I remember Kate said he had terrible fashion sense.
Very good. I'm sure he was awful. In relation to the company, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Planes, mansions, world domination. I don't know. The sky's the limit.
Thank you for coming into the studio. See you next week for more.
Stop pollution, we need a solution.
Did you know by 2050, scientists say there may be more plastic in the ocean than fish? But you can stop this. Stop dropping your rubbish onto the ground or into the water.
It pollutes the oceans and kills innocent sea creatures. We need a change. Try, please, it's for the better.
Imagine you were Earth. People are trashing you every day. How would that make you feel? Think about it this way. Earth has been your home for all your life, even all your ancestors' life. Do you want your children to live in an Earth with polluted air, plastic, and extinction?
I didn't think so. If we go on like we are now, your grandchildren might not even know that polar bears ever existed, thanks to global warming. We need a change. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Even picking up one piece of rubbish is making a difference. Please help us. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. Next up we have, drumroll please, Emily Blunt. It's so great to have you here. So tell me, how did you climb up that Eiffel Tower?
Oh, well, it was quite embarrassing, but I fell over 40 times.
And what did they do with the upside-down house?
They put the camera upside down, but that's not what they told me, so I thought I was hanging off a ceiling, and that went on for about a week. I was panicking at home. I felt like I wanted to quit, but after a while, they finally told me. They thought it was hilarious. I didn't.
That is hilarious. So, for the big question, why do you act?
Really to make people laugh, meet new people, but my favourite part is working with the animals.
Well, that will be all we have here for Emily Blunt. Tune in tomorrow to see our next special guest. Dun, dun, dun. The second best teacher in the school, Mr. Garvin.
Ugh, I hate this darn toothbrush. First, it gives me hand cramps.
And it keeps making my gums bleed.
I need a new toothbrush.
And try the new Diddly Bop toothbrush. And yes, you can put your Diddly Bop toothpaste in it as well.
Wow, how does it work?
Yeah, how does it work?
Well, first you screw the charging station into the wall. Then you put the toothbrush into the charging station. See?
Oh, that sounds easy. Can I try?
Go ahead.
Can I try too?
Yeah, sure.
OMG, this is amazing. My gums aren't bleeding.
Duh.
This toothbrush is amazing. I don't even need to pick it up. It just does everything for you. It's amazing.
So why don't you try the new Diddly Bop toothbrush? To find out more, visit www.diddlyboptoothbrush.com.
In stores now, colours and styles may vary. Each sold separately. T's and C's apply. This ad was regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
And next up we have Emma Watson. Hello and welcome to the show tonight.
Hi, hello.
Hi, so you played the part of Bonnie in Toy Story 4?
Yes, I did.
So tell us, what was the hardest scene you did in the film?
Well, where I was trying to giggle was really tricky in the scene where basically the toys were trying to distract me by tickling me. It took like 1.5 hours to get right, but it wasn't even filming.
How annoying.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be a spoiler, but in a part of the movie I was screaming my head off and I lost my voice for a full week.
Oh my good God, and the most important part of all, the baby.
Yeah, I have a daughter now for 10 months, and whoa, she is a messer. Once I found her with her knickers on her head and her hands in the spaghetti bolognese I made for her.
Really? But it looks like you're such a capable mom.
Aw, thanks.
So that's it, Emma Watson, everybody.
Bye now.
Bye-bye, and can't wait for your new movie.
And here are our jokes of the day. If you're driving, make sure you hold onto the wheel.
What sort of vegetables do plumbers fix leaks?
What does the magician say to a fisherman?
Pick a card, any card.
Why did the movie star roll down the hill? Because the camera was rolling.
What did the cookie say to the almonds? You're nuts, I'm crackers.
Why did the chicken cross the playground? To get to the other slide.
What's the result of smoking too much? Coughing.
Why was the graveyard crowded? Because people are dying to get in there.
Where did the ghosts go on their holidays? The Dead Sea.
How did the cow cross the road?
To get to the movie.
What do huskies eat for dinner? Mush potatoes.
What did the sea monster eat for dinner?
Fish and chips.
Why did the cow cross the road? To get to the other side. Why did the cow cross the road? To get to the other side.
That was utter comedy.
What did Cristiano Ronaldo have for supper?
Soup!
How can you tell if it's rabbit pie for dinner? It has hairs in it.
Why did the banana cross the road? Because he wasn't peeling well.
Knock knock, who's there? Orange, orange who? Knock knock, who's there? Orange, orange who? Could you answer the door already?
30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't? 10. Get it? 10 didn't eat chickens.
What's black and white and red all over and none falling downstairs?
What did the bee say to the flower? Hello, honey.
What's black and white and red all over? A newspaper.
What do cats eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies.
Knock, knock, who is there? Dishes, dishes who? This is the police.
Where did the ghoul go to study? Ghoulage.
What did one wall say to the other? I'll meet you at the corner.
Why do polar bears not eat penguins? Because they can't get their wrappers off. You're still recording.
Where did the artist go to school? A collage.
Thanks to all the jokers, let's have one more last laugh.
So, Adam, you've won the Room 12 Chess Championship B. How do you feel?
It was good. Now I have the drafts and chess tournaments under my belt.
So talk to me about the championship.
My hardest opponent had to be Jake, but Jack put up a good fight in the final.
We think you did great. Round of applause, everybody. Over to Janani.
Hello and welcome to the show, Jaden.
Hi.
How do you feel about winning the chess championship?
I'm really happy. It was really hard. Leo was the toughest opponent I've ever faced. Sadly, it could have tipped either way. But in the end, it came down to experience. I hope to face him again.
You know how you played Leo twice. Was it harder the second time or the first time?
Basically, the first time was the hardest because I kind of messed up every now and then. But he gave me a very hard fight.
Would you say you're better than Adam?
Definitely.
Well, that's all we have for you today, Jaden. Goodbye.
See ya.
That's all, folks.
Don't forget to leave a 5-star review, T's and C's apply.